So what were we on to? Part two? Getting your nails done.
Yeah.
You think girls really like that?
Honestly,
I think so.
Do you ever bring up girly things in front of girls?
Yeah, kinda.
I always do that.
What do you mean by girly though? What do you mean by girly?
Like we're talking about manicures or eyebrows done, you know? Things that girls do like normally, you know?
Yeah.
Like, girls express, but like guys don't like really talk about it.
Yeah, but low key though, like it sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Like
something to do.
Yeah, it's a good way to hang out. Mm-hmm. Cause what's the word?
Wait, what's the matter with your nails done?
Yeah. Cause then again, I do want my nails to look good.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you ever get lazy? I get lazy sometimes.
I'm lazy as fuck.
I'm lazy with the nails.
My toenails?
Dude, I don't ever cut them.
I asked my mom to cut them.
What do you mean?
But I was like, Mom, are you busy? And I was like, she's like, no. And I was like, can you cut my nails? Cause I don't know why, but like I feel like I can't cut my toenails.
Why?
I don't know. Like I feel like, cause they're messed up. Honestly, so
really?
Like they kind of stuck to the side.
Like from what? From soccer or something?
Yeah, but the weird thing is I don't play soccer anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're.
I mean, we're still active.
Dude, like my this toe right here is bruised. Like it's black.
For real?
Yeah, I don't know how it got that way.
Well, remember basketball when I like
maybe
stepped
basketball.
On your foot?
Maybe basketball.
I stepped on your foot hard as fuck and it started bleeding.
I do remember bleeding through my fucking
yeah,
vans.
Yeah, you bleeded through your vans.
My vans turned red. That shit was crazy.
That shit sucked.
I was like, dude, my feet kind of hurt. And I looked down and my fucking whole shoe was red.
You know, my foot kind of hurts.
I couldn't believe it.
And you were wearing white Vans, like white Vans.
Yeah, that was stupid. But then again, I feel like I pee my best in white Vans. I don't know why.
Wait, you say you pee your bed in white Vans?
No, I pee my best in white Vans.
Oh, you play your best in white Vans.
I don't know what it is.
You
but
still
like,
have them?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I work out in them.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the gym with them yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
or like
you
the,
did.
Or like the day before.
How'd you get it out? Bleach it?
Yeah, I just bleached it. I should text this girl back. Keep going.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
Manicure. Oh, yeah, like doing girly
things. We should ask Evelyn, though.
To do her nails?
Vega Nails at Vega Nails. Hit her up. I don't really talk to her no more, but, like, support her business.
Wait, she has a business?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She has an Instagram.
I didn't know that. I don't know shit. Show me your Instagram. For real?
Yeah, she does. This is her business for her.
Dude, that's
this cool. Is a free club. This is a free plug. What's your name, Evelyn?
Free? It's not free.
Yeah, for real, she does nails.
No, free, nigga.
No, and that's it's a free plug,
my man. Damn.
Hey, you better pay.
Whose hands are those?
I don't know. I don't know what a good hand job looks like, but...
What the? That's the wrong thing. Wrong thing.
I mean, nail job.
Whose hands are those, though?
I have no idea. It could be hers.
Wait, I don't know if we're talking about... Which Evelyn are we talking about?
Vega.
I don't know.
It's called Vega Nails.
I don't know who it is.
Basically, we give away a free plug, so we expect some sort of, like,
commission?
Compensation.
Commission.
something, basically.
Please.
Free. Free manicure.
Manicure.
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you. But basically, hit her up. I mean, I don't know. Are her nails good? Do they look good?
They look good. I mean, I'm not gonna get my nails painted. No,
no, I'm not getting my painted. I'm just gonna get them glossed.
I can't believe Lalo got them painted, huh?
I mean, when you go with your girl, you do anything.
Oh, is that what you did?
I'm assuming.
I mean, that's true, right?
If Ashley took me to
whatever
her,
makes them happy.
If Ashley took me to her and said like, oh, I just said her name. Whatever.
Who cares? We'll cut it out.
I don't know what to edit, but
we'll figure it out.
But she took me to her and like, hey, can you paint your nails too? I'm like, for you, of course.
Dude, I actually will. But what about your dad? Dude, your dad would get. Dude, my dad's so traditional, bro. He would get so pissed.
Well, mine too. But the thing is, like, I feel like my dad. But I just thought, like, Chrisella did it. My sister.
No,
did.
Bro. No.
I don't know.
That wouldn't even work.
No, but I feel like my dad's traditional, but then again, he's tolerant, like...
Really? What about your mom?
My mom's just tolerant. Because she finds it funny.
Yeah.
But my dad, like, I could say, like, I want to get a piercing, right? If I come home with a piercing, he's just going to make fun of me. He's like, why'd you get that? That only girls get that.
But did you want to get an ear piercing?
I don't plan on it. But if I were, like, I feel like nothing's going to happen.
I would be down.
I would be down?
I would be down just to see what it looks like.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay that much money for something.
You need clip-ons, bro. Let's get clip-ons one day.
Remember Adam, he let me try his clip-ons. Remember he used to come to school in clip-ons?
Really? He shut the fuck.
No, yeah,
what grade?
The last year he was there.
No way.
There were clip-ons.
I didn't know
not
that.
Not the studs, not the studs. The rings. The rings were studs. The rings were clip-ons.
I didn't even know that.
I
remember me and Jocelyn were just gonna taking a bunch of pictures with the clip-ons on.
I like the ones that just hang, like the crosses that just hang, bro. Those are dope.
They're kind of dope.
Some
but
people can rock them for real. They're dope as fuck.
They're like TikTok as fuck.
Yeah, like e-boy type shit.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. But okay. I remember me and Jocelyn, we just took like 50 fucking pictures of just me and her and like the fucking clip-ons.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wait, are they that. Like the ring ones, like the ones you put like on your nose, you know?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know you wore those. I thought you just wore the studs.
I don't remember if you got it before your piercing or after.
Oh, but he does have a real piercing.
Would you get a piercing?
Would I get a piercing?
Yeah.
Ah, no. I would, but my dad, dude. My dad's so traditional.
Whoa!
But you look like a freaking guy in a cartel or something. Bonkle right there.
Where's Jocelyn's? Why'd she take a picture of just her fucking hoop?
Oh, there it is. She's putting on her hoop.
Oh my god. Dude, how long ago? That was last year, huh? Oh no, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was like our sophomore year.
Oh my god, sophomore year?
Well, sophomore year would kind of suck for me.
I don't remember.
Freshman year was so fun though.
Freshman year was fun.
But I felt like I was gonna be like a varsity soccer player. I felt like everything was just going well for me. My grades were so high.
Right?
Dude, I don't know what happened.
I was doing so good in sports and right?
Everything just went well.
Everything went well.
Girls were not that bad too. Like yeah, girls were hitting me up. But there was one girl I didn't even realize. Well, I kinda know, but she was hitting me up.
Uh-huh.
Like now she hit me up right now, but like all over it.
Oh yeah.
I don't wanna say who.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I wouldn't date her.
Uh-huh.
She's not like a dateable person. But one night stand? Hell yes. Hell yes.
Bro, no.
But my dumbass was like, Andre tried getting me with her.
Andre?
He was in fucking Louisiana and he was trying to, because they were friends.
But she went to our school, no?
Yeah. But he was still in Louisiana trying to
set it up. I don't know how that nigga does it or that man does it.
He's crazy.
Dude, I don't know what he does. He must have some type of worries or something.
Nah, he's just like, he's talking to like 50 girls at the same time.
Bro, yeah. Yeah, eventually you gotta get one, right?
Yeah, you gotta get one.
Eventually.
Eventually.
We're not even like that, though. We're just like.
But Andre's funny, though. He can get a girl. He can get a girl. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. For sure.
And then, like, he's into fitness now. So, like, like give him like a year or
he's
two.
He's looking good. He's looking good.
Give him a year or two, he's gonna be fit. He's gonna look like his dad. But I remember something. He's
dude. His dad was scary, but he was short.
Bro, oh my god, bro. I remember his dad because I grew up with Andre. Not gonna lie, I grew up with Andre.
You did?
Yeah, we played soccer together. Like
what
all
the
like,
hell?
Right?
I didn't know that.
I knew him since like fourth or fifth grade, and like I knew his dad like the whole time.
What?
His dad changed.
What do you mean? What did his dad look like?
Because before his dad was just a short and like a little bit chubby, but now he has a beard. He's fit.
Mm-hmm.
He's still short.
Yeah, I don't think he can grow.
But hey, who cares? Who cares? He has a wife, though. Uh-huh. He has a wife.
Yeah.
But he's fit. He's got a beard. If Andre could grow a beard,
I don't know, Andre.
He has
a baby face. He's cute little baby face.
That's true. But Andre, like jeans, man. Jeez. Like if he gets the beard like his dad,
uh-huh,
and he continues with the fucking gym. He's gonna get bitches. He's gonna get bitches. Because he's funny.
He's funny, yeah.
He's funny. He knows how to keep you entertained.
He's wild, yeah.
He's wild. He doesn't care.
He likes to do things we do, you know?
Exactly. But the thing is, he doesn't need alcohol to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I need alcohol to do dumb shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I honestly, I just care too much about what people think about me. I blame it on my parents. Because the way they raised me. I mean, I love them. I love them. They, course, they made the person I am. They, I mean, they're the reason why I'm where I'm at right now. I just wish they were just a little bit less strict. Yeah. To the point where, like, I can be my...
But they just want to see you to be successful, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I understand it. I love it. Yeah. I love them for it. Because at the end of the day, like, I know it's just all love. But I just wish, like, they're a little bit more... What's the word?
More, a little bit more lenient.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because you're 18 now, right?
Yeah. But then I get it. I'm the first child. They just care. They're immigrants. They just want me to, like, succeed.
Yeah. They want to, like... Especially because, like, your little sister. Like, they want to, like... So you show, like, a... Because it's always example. About the... Yeah, good example. Good
example, yes.
Good example.
Yeah, I get you.
Because honestly, you do look up to your older siblings.
You do? Yeah. I wish I had an older sibling.
Yeah.
I wish I did, because, like, I wish I could learn from their mistakes, like, get advice from them. Like, any advice helps, not gonna lie.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't matter what, it could be dating, it could be life, it could be financial, it could just be anything.
I mean, like, dude, we're only in high school, bro. Imagine when we get to college, and then after college, life?
Bro, yes. Dude, that's
crazy.
Like, it's so soon.
Yeah, bro. Everything happened so fast. I remember when I was in sixth grade.
Like, exactly.
Like, nothing.
Bro, that was like
2 years ago. I can tell you everything about sixth grade.
That was 2 years ago to me.
I can tell you everything. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Did you realize that middle school was so much fun?
Middle school was fun as fuck. I remember running away from the fucking coach. Because she looked at me kissing my girl.
What?
Yeah, because you know how it was, like, illegal in middle school?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not even wild.
I remember running to my classroom and taking off my jacket so she wouldn't recognize me.
Are you serious?
It was so... I don't know. I was just scared as fuck.
You never told me that.
I mean, it wasn't a big deal because, like, everyone...
I mean,
knew.
Still, though.
Well,
like, like,
I remember a teacher...
It's like you're hiding from a cop or something.
I remember
something.
Hugging my girl and a teacher walked in between and was like, hey, we leave enough room for Jesus. That shit was so funny. Give it a room for Jesus.
With, like, no responsibilities in middle school.
Bro.
Like, you didn't have to worry about, like,
shit,
finals or anything. I mean,
just do your thing.
Just
go to class.
Just go to class and have fun. And, you know, try to pass. Bro, just try.
Bro, language arts was fun as fuck.
Oh my god,
sixth grade, dude. That was the funnest class.
Bro, dude, we had so many classes together.
But I remember throwing a pencil at Adam. And I hit Miss Romero's ass.
Miss Romero, she was trying to be the most New Orleans person ever.
She was a MILF.
Nah.
She was a MILF. Well, I don't know if she was a mom, but.
Was she?
I don't think so.
No.
She was kind
of. So you just made that up.
She was young at the time. But. I don't know the term, but she was.
She was?
She was fine.
You think so?
As a teacher, she, like, be honest.
No, not for me.
It's weird because you're into white girls.
So, I mean, yeah. But
I'm not into white girls yet. I found her fine.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, go to A&M. You'll be like.
No, I'm more into, like, Asians and Hispanics.
Now?
I like a little bit of tan on them.
You just gotta see them and then you'll be like, oh. Dude, you can find tan white girls. What the hell?
That's true.
Bro.
That's true.
And then, like, I don't know.
What else are we doing in our class? What else happened?
Dude, remember choir? Choir?
Oh my god.
So much
choir.
Fun.
That was the funniest class.
That was definitely the funnest class.
I remember once I was kicking Adam and running out the room. It was like pitch black.
Oh yeah,
you weren't there. I know you.
Are
weren't
you
there.
Sure?
No, you weren't. It was just me and Adam. But I remember telling you, there was out of a lot of chairs. There was this one chair at the end of the row that was like flipped over. I remember I kicked Adam, just ran out. I was like, yes. I tripped over the fuck out of that chair, ate ass, and I ate shit, and on my face. That shit was the.
I remember when me and Adam, missed the
concert. You missed
a concert, and then we had to sing in front of the whole class. We're like,
"Don't you
feel
here?" You tried. You tried, but like a one verse into it, you're like, nah, fuck this.
Dude, yeah, we did do that.
The funny thing is, like, it's always like synchronized, like, nah, never mind.
Yeah.
Both of you, like, never mind.
Nah, yeah. We'll say that. Like, you know what?
We'll write the paper.
Fuck this.
We'll write the paper.
We should have went to this concert. Bro, my mom didn't want to take me to the concert. She's like, it's 30 minutes away. Fuck that. My mom literally should have, like, fuck that. That's 30 minutes away.
Oh, like, my God.
Hey, he still passed me, though. Who cares?
That shit's so... Bro, he spit on a girl.
Who did?
He spit on somebody. Apparently, he got fired.
Oh, yeah. No. You don't remember you fought the one kid? I forgot his name.
I can't say his name.
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't remember his name.
Yeah,
He was black.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Hey. You can't even say that anymore.
Okay, he was mixed.
Okay, he was black. Oh, he was black.
He was somewhat ethnic.
You can't even say the word.
It's okay, it's okay. Anymore. I'm Hispanic, he's Indian, we can say these things.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
He's black.
Don't come for us, NCAA, whatever you call it.
NCAA?
No.
Oh, he's this black.
No, the black one, NCAA. Wait, no, that's college. Where's the black one? NCAA?
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. MLB?
NCAA? What's it called? The black one? National Black...
Wait, NBC? BLM!
I don't know.
Black Lives Matter?
No!
Martin Luther King?
I don't know what it's called, honestly.
What are you talking about?
Basically, black people don't come at us because we're ethnic too. Alright?
That's so stupid.
Mucho gusto. Say something in Indian. Say something in Indian.
Namaste.
That's Indian or Japanese?
No, it's Indian too.
For real?
Yes.
This whole time I thought that was Japanese.
It's both. I mean,
Asia. Let's move on. This is not going to go viral. It's not going to go viral. I'm saying that so you can go viral.
Hopefully. Who knows if we're going to post
this? Should we post this on YouTube?
Oh, no.
We should.
At least on a... How do we even do that?
I don't even know. We got to find a way. When we're sober, we'll find a way.
Yeah.
We're totally sober right now. Honestly, we're 25. We already graduated from college.
College was fun. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Parties. I had my experiences.
Mm-hmm. LSU. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
I played D1.
Did my mommy text me?
No way.
Oh.
Damn.
This girl did.
Damn, your parents didn't even text you, bro.
That's crazy. Let me text this girl.
Can I
make
another shot?
No. Well, I'm at 15%.
I'm at 5. Oh, shit. Honestly, I'm perfectly fine. What were we just talking about?
Who knows?
Choir? Oh, yeah, choir.
Choir.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Dude, remember, like, he slapped a kid, and then that's how he got fired.
He did?
Yeah.
Women.
Or he slapped, or no, he pushed him. And then the kid come back and, I don't remember.
Well, were we in high school? I mean, were we in middle school when this happened?
Yeah, it was in middle school.
But we weren't in choir, I know that.
Yeah. No, but we didn't see it. We didn't witness it.
We were in, like, eighth
grade. Oh, we were in eighth grade. Yeah. Yeah, we weren't in choir by then. Oh, my God. I can't believe he stayed in
the choir. I remember the story, though. Kinda.
Yeah, I don't...
I know he spit on a person.
Yeah, he spit or...
He.
Really?
Yeah. The girl... No, she didn't get fired. She just found a different job.
The girl? Oh, the girl was so nice.
She just found a different job. Like, a different opportunity. But the guy got fired.
Yeah. I feel like he was like... You know, like the Ellen DeGeneres? You know, like, how they found out that she was, like, a dick or something?
Yeah, he comes off as nice.
Yeah.
But, like, in the background, it's just, like...
Maybe he's a dick. He probably is a dick, honestly.
I mean, to us, like, he was just, like, a coach.
Yeah. No. I can't believe he's married to a girl.
Boom. Everyone thought he was gay.
Dude.
I thought he was gay. You thought he was gay.
How do you have that type of... vocals and then
how do you talk that way and be straight?
Yeah, right.
It was weird.
No way. It's like, do you ever like? I don't know. Like, do you ever think that like girls find like acting gay like funny? Like, I feel like that's what he's done like his whole life. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like that voice. Just like I feel like it. Like girls find it funny for some reason.
I mean, I never acted that way in front of a girl.
Yeah, you're right. You never even acted that way at all. But you never acted that way, period.
No, I feel like he, like, married a girl that's, like, into choir like he is.
I wonder what his wife looks like. Because this is his wife. And he has kids, right?
I don't know if he had kids, but I know he had a girl. I feel like the girl, like, be the equivalent of him. Like, someone just like him.
What does that mean?
Like, let's be honest. He was a five.
A five?
He was a five.
Out of what, 10?
Yeah, and I feel like his girl was a five, too. And probably into choir.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. Some people, remember the thing I told you in the car? Don't say the names, but you remember I told you in the car?
What are you talking about?
You remember?
No.
We were talking about, like, we were just talking in the car outside of my house. Remember for a while, then I told you about that too, that thing about the how they went together, and you're like, what? He reminds me of the person of Big Mouth.
Oh, Marty.
Right?
Marty from Big Mouth?
Anything's possible, bro.
That's true.
Anything's possible.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I still can't believe it, though.
That is crazy.
Like, when you told me that, like you know that expression I made? Uh-huh. That was real.
Like,
that was real.
Why can't I do that?
Why can't I do that? Why doesn't she follow me on Instagram?
What am I doing wrong?
What
am I doing wrong?
Yeah, am I not drunk enough?
But I mean, it's a rare occasion.
I'll text her right now.
Who's her?
I can't say her name, but I'll text her. You know who exactly I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I just wanted to say the name.
I'll text her right now.
Chris, you have one. Don't do it.
You're right.
Don't do it.
Keep me in check. You can text her. You're a single.
You know what? You're right. I'll text her right
do
now.
Do it right now.
I'll add her on Snapchat.
Do not stop.
I'll add her on Snapchat.
Bro, you don't have her on Snapchat? What?
No, I don't remember.
You invited to her whole house. You don't answer your
people. Oh, her! Oh, I didn't know you were talking about her.
Who are you talking about?
Wait, what? You were going to text her?
I thought we were talking about the girl that's talking to the guy that looks like Marty.
Oh, no, you won't. Don't text her.
Who are you talking about then?
I thought you were talking about.
Wait, type it out. Let me see. Who are you thinking about?
I thought you were talking about her.
Oh, I mean, try it. I have her snap. You want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll try to add her.
Oh my God. I'll resume. I was going to give you the snap.
Give me a snap. I'll add her. Dude, I'm too much of a bitch. Honestly,
I mean, if you're gonna do it right now. All right, it's right here. You see the numbers in them.
Oh, bro, I hate adding people like by their name though. You know what I mean? Let me see if I can find her right here. I probably will, cause I mean, mutual friends, right?
Just search, man. Who cares?
Bro, I hate it when like you like search by friends. You know.
You want to give her the. What's it called?
Oh yeah, send it to me. Maybe, yeah, send it to me.